Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Welcome to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal, where our goal is to change the way you practice dentistry by helping you achieve clinical, financial, and personal balance. Now, here's your host, T-Bone.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Ask T-Bone on the T-Bone Speaks podcast. I want to thank each of you for tuning in. And if this is your first time listening, thank you very much. Please take a moment and listen to some of our other episodes. You will find them unbelievably informative. If you're a regular listener, thank you again for your support. We are now able to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes via the podcast app on your iPhone or iOS device, via Google Play, so all Android devices. And now we're also listed on Stitcher. So if you're a Stitcher fan, you can find our podcast and subscribe to it there as well. So today we've been submitted a question, and the question reads, on your payment plan podcast, you mentioned that your hygienist starts the discussion with the patient who has the teeth worn about a guard. How do you incentivize your employees within your practice to help out with doctor production? Thanks. So the question, it seems to me, reads that we, you know, certainly have our hygienists talk to our patients about their worn teeth and the benefits of a occlusal guard. And the question is how do you incentivize team members? So philosophically, I would say to you that if you have to incentivize people to offer what's right for your patients and what's necessary and what's in their best interest, honestly, you probably have the wrong people. Certainly, we have incentive programs in place, but I will tell you that the number one incentive is keeping your job. And I think too often as dentists or dental practice owners, we allow ourselves to feel hostage to our team members. And I feel that sometimes, I'm not going to lie to you, but at the end of the day, what I know is that I have firm principles and I have non-negotiables. And one of my non-negotiables is that we are a team, and that each one of us will always do what's in the best interest of the patient and what we would want to have done for ourselves. So what I would tell you is if your team members aren't talking to patients about various overall aspects or various procedures, then they may not understand the value or the benefit of that for the patient. So maybe it's a time to look at a guard for one of your team members or for one of their spouses, or maybe it's time to look at Invisalign for one of your team members or one of their spouses, preferably a team member, not a spouse, so that they can see the benefit of those things. So too often we're asking people to quote unquote sell dentistry that they themselves do not have or would not value or could not afford. So I think you have to cross that barrier first. Secondly, in terms of incentive plans, I'm in the camp that we have an overall office incentive. I do not incentivize people individually in the dental practice in the sense that if your department, for example, with hygiene, achieves this, then you will get this. We have an overall office goal because ultimately It's a team approach. The front office people have to do their part. They have to answer the phones. They have to schedule properly. They have to help reconfirm calls. They have to keep patients coming in the door. The clinical team, we have to do good dentistry. We have to take care of patients. We have to follow up. We have to make sure that clinically our margins are good. And then our hygiene team, we have to be presenting treatment. We have to be taking care of our patients. We have to be talking about their overall oral health, not just their plaque and perio health, but their overall health. And then our quote-unquote sales department, which is our treatment coordinators, they have to be making firm financial arrangements and finding ways to find out what's battling the patients and what's holding them back from being able to do dentistry. And then as the practice leader, you have to implement ideas and strategies that make it easy for patients to say yes, that break down barriers, things like third-party financing, in-office financing, you know, all these different things, a payment option, financial menus, you know, phasing treatment, all these things that can make the difference in a practice. I think one of the most disservices that has been done to our profession and when it comes to hygiene is the use of a commission structure for hygienists. I am firmly against hygienists getting being paid based on their individual production. I think what it does is it creates prophy mills. It creates hygienists that solely focus on perio treatment, and it creates a divide in the practice between a hygiene team and the clinical team and the front office team. There's no incentive for that person to participate in confirmation calls or sit at the front when the front office person needs to do something or help in sterilization. They're only incentivized to see patients and do prophies and be as fast as possible so they can turn over patients. So I am absolutely against the use of a production structure for hygienists. So, you know, that's ultimately the way I look at it is we incentivize as an overall office. We incentivize ultimately by, you know, I don't want to use the word threatening the jobs, but, you know, listen, at the end of the day, these are the things that we have to do. We have to take pictures. If you're not taking pictures, there's a reason, that's another reason why our team members aren't suggesting dentistry, because then we come across as selling. When you can show a picture and show exactly what you're concerned about and show them the worn teeth and then have a book or sample pictures that show them what natural teeth look like. Well, what happens to teeth over time as they wear? Maybe you have an animation. Maybe you don't have fancy software, but we all have the YouTube. So get on YouTube and find an animation of wearing down of teeth so that you can have that on your desktop and you can quickly show that to your patient. Or better yet, if you have an iPad in each operatory, you can show it to your patient. Let your patient hold it and see it. Do you have samples of night guards in your operatories so that when you're talking to patients about it, they can see what your guard looks like? Now, when it comes to night guards, specifically on the clinical end, I look at two forms of treatment for wear and tear on teeth. One is a protection type treatment. And for me, we're using the NTI from Keller Dental Labs. We've been exclusively using that for nearly 10 years now. Great results. We're not having bite changes. We're not having a lot of those issues come up. And 98% of the time, we're not creating more pain for patients. The second way I look at it is more therapeutic treatment. That's somebody that's looking not just to protect their teeth, but looking for long-term solutions. These are more patients that are in the TMD arena. You know, they're having debilitating pain, or they say, hey, I want to get rid of my headaches. I want to get rid of some of these things. And then we start looking at TMD appliances and orthotics and long-term orthodontic treatment or long-term restorative treatment. And that's a totally different thing than putting somebody in an occlusal guard from my perspective. So I hope this helps. And it's not just about guards. It's also about fillings. And it's also about, you know, everything there. So I wish you luck. And if you have additional questions, please don't hesitate to visit www.tbonespeaks.com and submit your question. We love getting these questions.
Thanks so much for listening to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal. Remember to keep striving for excellence, and we'll catch you on the next episode.